Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The DH, Chris James. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willie Blair. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, David West. And now, play ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cole for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Jose Gonzalez now playing right field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mac takes first base on ball four. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fermin takes first base on ball four. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Fermin moves to second. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole bunts for a single. Fermin moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to home to get Fermin. Skinner moves to third. Cole moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga is hit by the pitch. Skinner scores. Cole moves to third. James moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Bell reaches second base with a double. Cole scores. James scores. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Tom Eden's now pitching. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive beyond third. Pagliarulo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fermin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Tomey moves to second. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Edens covering, for the out. Tommy moves to third. Two outs. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tommy scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Anderson now pitching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Firmin hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cole hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive for a single. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Terry Leach now pitching. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground for a single. Gonzalez moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Felix Fermín is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermín is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fermín hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Aldrete now playing first base. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cole hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Cole reaches second base with a double. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 4 in the game. James strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up into left center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Harper moves to second. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermín fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Davis scores. Harper moves to third. two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Al Newman. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Furman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.